Gareth. So this morning we've got a special treat. We've got Abby that's come to join us from CAP to share a bit about what they're doing and to teach from Mark to us today. So for those of you who don't know, CAP is a parachurch organisation that was started in the UK, and they partner with local churches to fulfil their mission of they're called Christians Against Poverty, and the backbone of what they do is trying to help people who are ensnared in poverty, who have debts and other things that are keeping them from not reaching their potential. So she'll share a bit more about that as we're going through. But I've bumped into CAP a couple of different times. My first experience was about 13 years ago, and different churches I've been to have run different programs. I had a staff member who was coached through the debt counselling service that they do, and just seeing all the things that had really damaged his relationship with his wife. His kid wasn't going to school on Mondays. So there's just so much power that finances can have over us, and it's awesome to see what they can do. So I don't want to talk too much about it. Abby, come on up and we'll pray for you, and you can tell us a bit more about this. So I can get that. All right. Lord, we thank you for CAP, for what they're doing around the world, and for the way that you invite us to partner with you, the way that and bringing your kingdom to overcoming the ills and that are associated with poverty of mind and spirit and of finances. And we just thank you for all the people around the world that are able to do these things. Thank you for CAP. And thank you for Abby and the team that have come here this morning. And I just pray that you would just speak to all of us through the words that she's going to share with us. Open our hearts just to see those around us who might be hurting, and open our eyes to the ways that we might be able to love people and love the world through other actions or through some of the things that she's going to be talking about today. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Kia ora, good morning, everyone. It is such a joy to be with you this morning. Thank you. Such a joy to be with you this morning. As we came in this morning, as Gareth mentioned, he knows CAP from previous churches that he's been at, and it's been just so cool to connect with you before the service and to hear all of the different ways that you have encountered CAP. Some of you have been at other churches that we have partnered with, but it does really feel like we are coming home to family this morning. So just thank you for welcoming us. Thank you for sharing your stories with us this morning, and we'll look forward to doing that as we have time to chat after the service as well. But before I sort of launch into things, let's just take a quick moment and pray together. Father, I thank you for this house and this family. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to come together, to fellowship, to praise you, to hear your word this morning. Father, just prepare our hearts. Help us to prepare our hearts for the message that you would like us to receive this morning, Father. Help us to have not just open hearts, but open ears, open eyes, open minds as well, Father, as we spend this time together. In Jesus' name. So, as Gareth mentioned, my name is Abby, and I head up the church partnership team at Christians Against Poverty. And I have been with CAP for exactly 3 years, 3 years and 1 month to be super exact. And I have the immense privilege of journeying with churches like yours who want to consider if CAP is a right fit for them. We get to plan and pray and dream and question and consider together. To see how they could use a CAP ministry to respond to the need in their communities. I do always say that I have the very best job at CAP. And I have to add a caveat to that because I am not on my own this morning. I have two others with me from the CAP head office. So I have Campbell, who is our marketing manager, and Henri, who is in our client setup team. And I am pretty sure that they would fight me for the title of best job at CAP, but we'll just leave that for us to fight out after the service, shall we? So over the last few years, we have had conversations with your team here. So with Campbell and with Gareth, and certainly it's been great for us to be able to get to know your heartbeat as a church and your heartbeat for serving the community here in Hamilton. And it's been just so genuinely wonderful to be on this journey together and to be exploring what it means for us to partner together, and particularly around opening a debt center here at City Bible Church. And so as I was preparing for today, it was that word heartbeat that kept coming up for me. And so that's what we're going to focus on today. I'm going to share a little bit about the history and the heartbeat of CAP so that you can get to know us a little bit better. And we're going to hear the story and the heartbeat of a client who has experienced the journey herself of going debt-free. But I will start a little bit with about my story and my heartbeat. As I chatted with a few of you before the service, and certainly it will be obvious to you now that my accent is not local. I am not from New Zealand. I was born in Niagara Falls, Canada. Thank you for the diplomatic amongst you who asked where in North America I was from. It was much appreciated this morning. But I first came to Auckland about 16 years ago. And if I'm perfectly honest with you, I actually never intended to make New Zealand my home. But as often happens, God clearly had other plans for me. And so here I am 16 years later. And as I reflect on those 16 years, I think about how much life has changed for me, but certainly for my husband and I as well. And I remember the moment of a pretty recent change for the two of us. And I remember that exact moment that my husband came home and shared that he had got his dream job as a train driver. And I remember the excitement, I remember the joy, I remember his anticipation of what it would be like to do something that he loved every single day. And it might be unsurprising in the 2 minutes that you've gotten to know me, but I'm the dramatic one in the family. And I remember that moment quickly turning to anxiety and to uncertainty as well. Because for Mike to start his dream job, he first had to go back to school. And going back to school meant a radical change in our income. And I have to admit that I started to panic. How would we make it work? What if we couldn't pay our mortgage? What would we need to do to be able to pay our bills? What would we need to do to get through this season? And fortunately, a friend suggested the CAP Money course to me. Her church was about to start running a course, and the timing couldn't have been better, and I was keen to go along. And going to CAP Money was exactly the relief that we needed. The budgeting tool allowed us to understand our finances and to make a plan for how we would get through that season while Mike was studying. And even more than that, CAP Money gave us the framework that we needed to be intentional about our savings. And not only was CAP Money crucial for Mike and I at that period, it also introduced me to CAP in New Zealand. And I've been pretty passionate about CAP and its mission ever since. And so in the last 3 years, as I said, I've been in the church partnership team in the head office, journeying with churches who want to use a CAP ministry to respond to poverty in their communities. And as we think about that poverty, as we think about what's going on in our communities, it's often talked about in terms of numbers and in terms of policy. And sometimes that's really necessary. But when it comes down to it, poverty is all about the people. It's people who have fought for years to make ends meet, and they keep coming up short. It's mums and dads, extended family, whānau, who are doing well, and then redundancy or illness strikes. And life slowly begins to spiral out of control. It's people who have been caught in generational cycles of poverty, unemployment, or even addiction. There's a heaviness that comes with poverty, a darkness that makes it hard to see a way out or to find a way forward. Poverty oppresses and isolates. It distorts the truth, and it whispers lies. Poverty says, you should be ashamed of yourself for not being able to provide. It says you're a failure, a nobody, that no one cares about you. And in fact, 65% of CAP clients said that poverty caused by debt made them stay away from other people. Over half say that they could not provide 3 meals a day for their children. And more than 60% of people who have partners blame debt for full relationship breakdown. And it's hard to hear, but 1 in 4 CAP clients contemplate or attempt suicide before asking for help. And it's a sobering picture. And on the surface, it can seem too big or too messy to handle. So what do we do? What should our response be as followers of Christ? So I'd like to take a step back and take a look at how Jesus chose to respond to one person who was living in poverty, marginalized and isolated. And I love that you as a family have been working through the book of Mark, and so we will look at that today as well, which is wonderful that we're all on the same page with that. So we're going to take a look at Mark 10, and that's verses 46 through 52. When they reached Jericho, and as Jesus and his disciples left town, a large crowd followed him. A blind beggar named Bartimaeus was sitting beside the road. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." "Be quiet," many of the people yelled at him, but he only shouted louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." When Jesus heard him, he stopped and said, "Tell him to come here." So they called the blind man. "Cheer up," they said. "Come on, he's calling you." Bartimaeus threw aside his coat, jumped up, and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked. "My rabbi," the blind man said, "I want to see." And Jesus said to him, "Go, for your faith has healed you." Instantly, the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road. Here, Jesus was at the height of his ministry, on his way to Jerusalem, where he will make his triumphal entry before dying on the cross. He's followed by a great multitude of people who have been gathering since he left Capernaum. There could be thousands following, talking, singing, celebrating. There's a buzz in the air, an energy as they pass out of Jericho. And then there is Bartimaeus. Chances are he has been blind from birth, doomed to a life of poverty. He is an outcast and isolated. He would have heard the crowds coming, would have heard of this man Jesus who heals the blind and sets the captives free. And so he cries out. And I imagine it was a deep cry that carried all his desperation and hope, a cry that took great courage. Amidst all of the people, Jesus stops. He listens, and he responds to Bartimaeus's cry. This is the story time and again in the Gospels, and it is a window into the heartbeat of Jesus. Jesus responds to people crying out for help. He sees past their shame, past their disability, past societal expectations. He sees them through the eyes of love and mercy. And then he meets their need. For Bartimaeus, he gave sight and strengthened his faith. For others, he gave healing, forgiveness, redemption. Now contrast his response with the people who were telling Bartimaeus to be quiet. I imagine many of them knew him, had walked by him day after day, and perhaps they were frustrated that he was so loud, that he was stirring things up, thinking, "Oh, there he goes again." Maybe it was all just too hard to deal with. His situation was too messy and too hopeless. Or maybe they thought they were being helpful, that the Messiah was busy and just didn't have time for him. The crowd's reaction is a real challenge for me. I know that I don't want to be one of the crowd ignoring or trying to quiet someone in need. Yet without realizing it in the busyness of life, sometimes I have been. And I wonder if that has been your experience at times. Have you looked into the face of poverty and thought, I just can't deal with this right now? Or I don't even know where to start or how to help. I think that can be a natural human response. And I don't think that there's condemnation in that. But as believers, we are called to be the hands and feet of Christ. And as we see in the story of Bartimaeus and throughout the Gospels, Jesus answers the cries of those in need. He gives us a simple yet profound model to follow. Stop. Ask. Listen. Provide help and hope in any number of ways. The fact is, more than 2,000 years after Mark wrote this story, there are thousands of people struggling in poverty right here in Aotearoa. Some will be people that you see every day. Others will be hiding behind closed doors, hidden by shame and isolation. Some will be people in your community or even in this church who might appear to be doing just fine on the surface. They need people who will stop, who will ask, what can I do for you? And to listen to their response. People who will offer help and also hope. And that is why CAP is here. And church, that is why you are here as well. Very simply, CAP ministries provide a way for you to answer the cries of those in need in your community. It's a tool for us to be his hands and feet, providing practical help and the love of Jesus. As Gareth mentioned when we got underway, it was over 20 years ago that John Kirkby started CAP after he lost everything himself during a financial collapse. And at his lowest point, a pastor from a local church heard his cry and led him to Christ. John then decided to apply what he knew from the finance industry and to help those crippled by debt. His journey to build CAP in the UK and then Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and now in the United States as of this year is detailed in the book Nevertheless. And I've got lots of free copies that I would love to send you home with today so you can hear more about his story. And for over the past 12 years, CAP has been partnering with local churches to answer the cries of those in poverty right here. Today, we offer five ministries addressing the different causes of poverty in New Zealand: debt, unemployment, life-controlling habits, lack of financial literacy, and essential living skills. Each of these ministries provides the tools and the support people need to get out and to stay out of poverty. CAP Debt Help began in 2008, reaching families in poverty because of unmanageable debt. Church partners work alongside the team in the head office in Auckland, who negotiate with creditors, build budgets, set up repayment plans, and walk with clients as they pay off their debts. And in 2009, we began the CAP Money Program. That's the one that I mentioned earlier. A 3-session money education course that helps people to budget, save, and spend wisely. And in 2014, we introduced group services. CAP job clubs help the unemployed rebuild confidence and get into work. And release groups provide support for people battling life-controlling habits and emotional issues so that they can find freedom. And lastly, CAP life skills empower people to thrive on a low income by building self-worth and teaching skills like shopping and cooking on a budget. There are currently 75 CAP centers run by churches that offer debt help or group service, and about 145 churches There are hundreds of CAP workers serving the poor in their communities, and there are thousands of people who give generously so that the most vulnerable in this nation receive free help from the moment they first call in until they find freedom. At the heart of everything that we do is the belief that each person has value, and that the church, that this place, is where people truly experience the love of Jesus firsthand, and where lives are truly restored. So for the rest of our time this morning, I'll focus on just two of these services, CAP Money and Debt Help. And I'll give you the chance to hear more, to get involved, to grab a copy of Nevertheless, and to find out a little bit more about the conversation that's happening here. But as I share, I'd like each of us to consider this question. How can I live as Jesus did and answer the cries of those in need right here in this community? We'll start with CAP Money. The CAP Money course was developed because of our work with families in debt. And we asked the question, how can we actually prevent this poverty in the first place? And that's what CAP Money is all about. It's a practical and interactive system that helps people to take control of their finances. It's over three sessions, and attendees actually get to build their own budgets, determine their own priorities, and set up the CAP Money system so that it works for them. And really, it's for whatever financial or whatever life stage you find yourself in. There's a version of CAP Money, which is CAP Money Youth. It is a shorter 45-minute session that can be run in youth groups or in high schools as well. I am a CAP Money coach myself at my church. And last January, I ran into two people who had been on my courses the previous year. And they both told me that for the first time ever, they started the new year without the stress of catching up on their Christmas spending and having a huge credit card bill to pay off. They had been using the CAP Money system to plan and to save for what they needed for the holidays. And I just thought, how amazing is that? That they had everything that they needed, that they were empowered to enjoy Christmas, to enjoy the holidays, and all of that entails and all that comes with that. And yet they don't have to start the year on the back foot with the credit card bill and the things to pay off that I'm sure we're all familiar with. Becoming a CAP Money coach is such a great way to connect with people both in this church and in your community in a pretty relevant way. You have the privilege of sitting with them, of asking questions and getting to know them, listening to their stories, and helping them to determine a way forward. And if you'd like to know more about CAP Money, do come and chat with us after the service. I always like to say to people, I promise that you don't need to be a financial whiz to get involved. You just have to love people and be comfortable running a small group. But before we go any further, I'd like to introduce you to Christina, a Debt Help client who came to CAP over 5 years ago. And she, like blind Bartimaeus, was alone and isolated. She'd been pushed to the side and had nowhere else to turn. Hers was a situation that many would call hopeless or too hard to fix. And it's a situation that many of CAP's 580 current Debt Help clients find themselves in. So let's have a watch of Christina's story.
Being in debt is like being in quicksand. You know, once you're in, you just keep going down. As a mother, I did feel like a failure. The challenge for me every day was providing the simplest things, hair ties, socks. I had to weigh out if I was to buy hair ties or food. I was angry a lot over little things, just because all I had in my mind was how am I gonna feed my children knowing that I have to pay so much debt. So the kids saw mummy quite angry a lot. It was a dark place. And for me, my answer for that was a suicide. For me, it was like, that could be a quick fix to the problem. The only thing that kept me going was my girls. Sometimes at night, when I used to think about it, I would just watch them sleep and feel that if I did do it, who else was going to take care of them? I was at a point in my life where I thought nothing was going to work. I've tried all avenues. I just went into a work and income appointment and they had the cap brochures there. And while I was waiting, I thought I'll just take one and have a look and see what it's about. After looking at it and it said it's free, you know, and I thought to myself, I've got nothing to lose. When I rang, I just told her, hey, look, you know, I've heard about your organisation. I really need help into getting out of debt. She just said, hey, you know, can I say a prayer for you? I said, of course. And while she was praying, I broke down. I felt like everything's been answered just through a prayer over the phone of someone I don't even know. After the first visit, I felt so much better. I knew that this was it. This was the path to the right direction. Someone's just taken the darkness away and just put some light there. When we finished our first appointment, I had Peter. He introduced his church, CCF, to me. And in my mind, I was like, oh no, here we go. You know, I'm not interested in the church. I just want someone to help me with my financial situation. Church is not for me, because I think with my past and being so depressed, I thought there was nothing there for me. It wasn't until walking to take my girls to the library and walking past Peter in the mall that he mentioned the children have a big party happening that Sunday, and they'll have food and games and face painting and things. To my girls, it sounded like fun. Yay, fun. To me, it was, if I was able to take my girls to this event, then at least that takes a little bit off me not to feed them, because they'll be fed there. I just walked in with my mindset of, I'm just here because my kids are here. I went in and sat by myself in my own corner. I was sitting and I felt so warm inside, but I didn't want to make it too obvious that I could feel something going through me. At that time, we're standing up and we're worshiping and they were, you know, calling people up, and I stood there and my mind was going, no, it's not you, you know, you're fine, just, it's not you. My body actually started walking towards the front of the church. As soon as I stood in front of the church, I just started crying. I didn't know why I was crying. And I gave myself to the Lord that day. After that service, I felt free. I felt like I was supposed to come here today. This is the love that I've been longing for. I felt so light. To me, nothing could ever take me to that dark place again. 26th of February 2016. That's a date I will never forget. The day I became debt free. It felt so good. You know, your light that was so dark once is so much brighter now. You know, we all sit and we always say, you know, everyone should have a dream. I'm living reality of my dream. A few months ago, they have said, Mum, you know, we have too much hair ties in the house. We've got socks everywhere. We can't find pairs of socks. Some people will take that for granted, but unless you're really, really hit rock bottom, you will definitely understand where I'm coming from, that this hair is a dream. Just being stable, just staying debt-free, able to provide, as a mother, to provide for my kids what they need in life is, yep, this is it. For each and every one of you that are out there that are supporting CAP right now, it has changed my life, and I'm standing here today telling you my story. So thank you so much. Till today, I'm still debt free and I love it. It's awesome.
'Admit, I have seen Christina's story dozens of times, and it never fails to impact me when I hear her story. So, like Christina, CAP debt help clients pay off their own debt or go through the process of having debt cleared. And on average, it takes between 2 and 4 years, and CAP never pays a dollar along the way. Our team simply empowers families and provides the long-term support that they need as they journey out of debt. Since 2008, over $68 million, I'll say that again, $68 million of debt and bills have been repaid or written off. And 1,401 people have gone completely debt-free. 66 of those people are right here in Hamilton. And even better, like Christina, 1,201 people have made the life-transforming decision to follow Jesus. Their lives, their futures are changed forever. And again, I do want to give you a bit of a local context on that as well. 25 of those people who have given their lives to Jesus are right here in this community. And you know, if we look back at Bartimaeus, I love picturing him as he throws off his cloak and runs to Jesus. And when Jesus asks what he needs, he doesn't hesitate. He says, "Lord, I want to see." And in that moment, when he can perhaps see for the first time in his life, I like to imagine his joy, his celebration as he joins the crowd and follows Jesus into Jerusalem. His life, his story, has been changed forever, all because Jesus stopped, asked, listened, gave physical help and spiritual hope. And we don't have to imagine Christina's joy, do we? For Christina, her story, her life has been forever changed because people took the time to care as Jesus did. One person took the time to pray with her. Another asked what she needed and listened to her response. One person invited her to church. Another shared that Jesus longed to restore her. And now, as she says, the light that was so dark once is so much brighter now. Nothing could take me to that dark place again. This is the power of God working through the church. Where poverty covers people in darkness, we as a church can guide the way forward. Where poverty oppresses, the love of God brings hope and healing. Where poverty speaks lies, the people of God speak truth. We get to say, "You have value. There is a God who loves you and has so much more for you." Nothing transforms the community like the church. A people who stop, who do ask and listen, who offer the compassionate help and hope that Jesus brings. And that's why at CAP, it is our prayer that anyone who makes that courageous first phone call like Christina did will find it in every local church, in every town, every city, every region throughout Aotearoa. And it's our prayer that the church would be at the forefront of social transformation. So right now, as I mentioned, there are 75 CAP centers across the nation. It covers about half the country. And this month alone, 79 people will make that courageous first phone call for help, and they will start their own journeys out of poverty. But we will have to turn away another 30 people because there is not yet a CAP ministry in their area, or the waiting lists are just too long. And this is heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking that last year alone, we turned away 71 families who called us for help right here in Hamilton. And we do have debt centers here in town, but they are running at capacity and there are just not enough appointments available to meet the need. And so we have to tell people that we can't help them. So with all of this going on, how can you help to meet this need? How can you help to answer the cries of people in this and in other communities throughout New Zealand? First, do come and grab a copy of Nevertheless. It is a challenging, inspiring story of John Kapp, our founder, and you will certainly get to know the origin and the heartbeat of Kapp through his story. We were chatting in the car on the way down that last year over in the UK, John was awarded a CBE in the Queen's Birthday Honours. And I just get so excited when I think about who he was when he wrote in his diaries, when he wrote about his experiences, and who we see of him in Nevertheless, and the way God has used him in the last 20 plus years to help thousands of people, certainly in the UK, but in New Zealand as well. So come and grab a copy of that. If you already have a copy, come and grab another one. We do have an updated version that's got a little bit more of a New Zealand context in it as well. Or come and grab a copy for someone in your world who you know needs a story to boost them up. So we would love to send you home with that. And certainly come and chat with myself, with Campbell, with Henri after the service. We would love to share more about CAP and particularly about Debt Help. And we'd love to get to know you guys a little bit more as well. And as part of that, certainly have a chat with Gareth as well. He's heading up the conversation here at City Bible Church. And let him know if this has stirred your heart, stirred your curiosity. If you have questions, we always expect questions. So please come and chat with him as well. And just as I prepare to close, I do want to acknowledge those of you in the congregation who support the work of CAP financially. And I just want to say thank you. We could not do what we do without your support. And I hope that today has inspired you afresh and reminded you of the impact of your generosity. And as we finish, I'd like to close with Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now unto him who is able to do more than all we ask or imagine, according to the power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. The power that is at work within us is the same power at work in Jesus as he ministered to Bartimaeus. And it enables us to live as he did, to reflect his heartbeat, to reach out to those in need. And as I finish, I also want to honor just the deep care and commitment that you have for each other, for God, for this community. It is so exciting to be talking together about what it could look like to partner further with a debt center and to serve those people that you know are in need in this community. So I will just close us in prayer to finish up. Father, I thank you for this time together this morning. Father, I thank you for the fellowship of this church family. Father, I pray wisdom over the conversations that will happen from today, Father. I thank you for the heartbeat of this church, Father, and ask that you bless the conversations, the planning, the dreaming, the praying, not just in the conversation about CAP, Father, but the vision, the direction, the ministry, the outreach, the work of all of the different projects and things that happen in this church, Father. I was struck in worship this morning in the line of one of the songs, Father, fill us with your heart and lead us in your love to those around us. Father, help us to keep that sentiment close to our heart, Father, as we head into our weeks, as we bring ministry, as we bring outreach, as we bring you in all of the different facets of our lives. Father, I ask that you protect and bless each person here. Father, bless their weeks. Father, bless everything that they put their hand to. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
So I was meant to kind of wrap up from that, but I'm kind of lost. Thank you. All I can say is thank you, Abby and Campbell and Henri, for coming down and sharing that with us. As she said, that that this is a conversation that, that the church has been having even prior to me joining and being a part of the, this conversation. And I was touched again just hearing the story of Cap and watching that video. And just my heart's broken hearing that story and then hearing about those 71 families that were turned away. And that's without even a big footprint in Hamilton. Like, I'm sure that there's even more than that, that if they knew would be seeking their help. So I'm keen to explore the way that, that I can be involved. And it's not a one person thing. The CAP is an amazing service, an amazing team that they have in Auckland, and they on the debt counselling thing that they handle all the nuts and bolts. Like Abby said, there's no need for financial experience or expertise. There's just a need to love people and to see them, take time to sit with them and bring light into their world. So I'm getting another copy of the book. I've read it. I'll get the updated one. But I'd love to have a chat with some people, whatever it is, like whether people are interested in praying or hearing more about it, or like there's just so many different ways. But you know, I'd love to have some people that are wanting to explore this and see how we can be involved in loving our world. And thank you.